Africa, the second largest continent on earth, is considered blessed by the hand of God, the motherland as it is often called, due to the belief that it was the birthplace of humanity, is teeming with wildlife. A strong life energy exists in its emerald green jungles, which are the sanctuaries of exotic flora and fauna. Its majestic mountains hold earth's hidden treasures of gold, platinum and diamonds. The Nile winds and twists its way for over 4,000 miles northward from eastern Africa to Egypt, providing life source for countless creatures of God living under the limitless African sky. Many great and gifted beings have emerged from the African ancestry, including Nelson Mandela, Martin Luther King Jr., actor Bill Cosby, and supermodel Iman, who exemplify the grace and talents of the African people. God continues to bless Africa through a living master, whose mission of sharing the love from the Most High with humankind brought her to this land. In 1995, Supreme Master Ching Hai came to Côte d'Ivoire, the Ivory Coast, in West Africa. The First Lady of the Ivory Coast, Mrs. Henriette Bédier, invited Supreme Master Ching Hai to the presidential palace as an honored guest. Upon learning of the condition of the local hospitals, Supreme Master Ching Hai immediately made a contribution to purchase necessities, equipment, and medicine. She then was accompanied by the Prince of the Ivory Coast to the orphanages in the city of Abidjan. Supreme Master Ching Hai then continued on her journey to the Kingdom of Benin, once one of the most advanced of African civilizations. The royal family had arranged for a grand reception at the airport to greet their national guest. King Aguli Agbo and his queen welcomed Supreme Master Ching Hai to their palace and expressed their honor at receiving her in their country. During her stay in Benin, Supreme Master Ching Hai also visited hospitals, poor villages, and several orphanages run by convent nuns. Supreme Master Ching Hai showered the children with her love and gifts. She also made a contribution to the orphanage of Saint Enfant Jesus in order for them to add more facilities. Before her departure from this country, the First Lady of Benin, Mrs. Nisifor Soglo, invited Supreme Master Ching Hai to her official residence, where a friendly meeting took place between them. In November and December 1999, Supreme Master Ching Hai traveled to the great continent of Africa again during her Middle East and Africa tour titled Heaven is Only the Beginning. She was invited to lecture in three of South Africa's largest cities, Johannesburg, Durban, and Cape Town. Truth seekers in these cities yearned for the nectar of God to satisfy their inner longing. As Africa has gained the world's attention as a land of many cultures and beliefs, Cape Town, South Africa, was chosen as the ideal location to host the Parliament of the World's Religions on December 1st through to the 8th, 1999. Supreme Master Ching Hai was among the world's spiritual and religious leaders who were invited to speak at the Parliament's opening ceremony and made a special prayer as well. Afterwards, a group of Zulu children dancers had the honor of meeting Supreme Master Ching Hai. Touched by their pure hearts and sincerity, Supreme Master Ching Hai made a generous contribution for them. During the course of her visit, Supreme Master Ching Hai not only shared the noble teachings of the truth with the people of South Africa, but also made philanthropic contributions to the poor and less fortunate, amounting to about $100,000. Many members of the media also requested to interview Supreme Master Ching Hai. Although her time was limited, she granted several interviews to some of the major newspapers, radio and television stations. Everywhere she went, the African people warmly welcomed Supreme Master Ching Hai as an honored guest in their land, as she brought a message of peace and love to their people. We invite you to listen to Supreme Master Ching Hai's lecture titled The Invisible Passageway, delivered on November the 26th, 1999 in Durban, South Africa.
heaven belongs to every of us. We should know it.
Ngokuthi ke izulu leli lingelethu sonke. Kufanele lokho sikwazi.
That's the only way that we can end all the suffering, finish all the ignorance, and know our own greatness, and enjoy the bliss of heaven here and now and after and forever.
Iyona ke ndlela ke le esingakwazi ukuthi siqede ukuhlupheka, inhlupheko, noma ngabe yini okunye okungasiphethe kahle, bese ke siphila ke impilo emnandi elandelayo.
The people who make war, the people who have hatred, the people who inflict suffering upon others because they don't know God, because they're too far from heaven, because they have forgotten completely their origin.
Abanenzondo abasekhluphekeni babeseke bayazama ke ukuthi ke babe abantu abathanda impi abakhohlwayo uNkulunkulu.
And we ourselves sometimes find ourselves also being very agitated about the surrounding, about the atmosphere of this world, about everything that we have to handle in daily basic, because we also far from heaven, even though heaven is right here, it's right with us.
Iningi ke lethu ke ebese lithanda ke ukuthi ke liba ngathi liba nokudlama nodlame noma ukungabaza ngempilo esizungezile ukuthi ke manje ke abasenalo ulwazi noma nothando lukaNkulunkulu, bayakhohlwa uNkulunkulu noma ngezulu, kanti lokho kufanele ukuthi ke noma kuhlala kuthina emqondweni.
Most of the times, if we do not know God, if we do not have reconnection with the universal power, we work only with our mind, with the brain, which is just like a computer. And sometimes it works well, sometimes it's not functioning.
Esikhathini esiningi-ke sithi-ke uma sesenkingeni noma kunekuningi esicabangayo, sisebenza ngemiqondo yethu. Imiqondo yethu-ke le isebenza ngey'ndlela ezingafani. Ibuye ifane njengecomputer. Kwesinye isikhathi icomputer siyazi ukuthi ke ke ingasebenzi kahle, kwesinye isikhathi ibuye isebenze. Nomqondo yethu ke nayo ke isebenza ke kanjalo ke, ibuye isebenze, ibuye ingasebenzi kahle.
That's why we suffer, that's why we have more failure than success, that's why we have more anger than love. So we must change this way of living, then our life will be heaven.
Ingakho ke sijwayele ukuthi ke sihlupheke kakhulu kunokuba sithokoze, sizama ukuthi ke sibe izehluleki kunokuba siphumelele, sibe seke siba nenzondo kunokuba sibe nothando.
If we use the great universal power, then of course we are stronger and wiser. If we use just the limited power of the computer brain, then of course the difference is too great.
Manje ke ingakho ke kubalekile ke ukuthi ke sisebenzise ubandlo uthando olungenamkhawulo noma olungenabandlululo, ngoba uma sizosebenzisa uthando oluncane olungekho nzulu olingana nomqondo wekhompyutha, konke ke akuzukusilungela.
Once we recognize our place in heaven, once we recognize that we are one with the universal power, one with God, then our ego is no longer there. We become one with everything. We become one with the greatest intelligence, greatest love and power of the whole universe. And that's why we can do everything and we are liberated.
Uma ke sesingakwazi ke ukuthi ke sicabange noba sibe munye nezimpilo zethu noma noNkulunkulu, singakwazi ke ukuthi ke sinqobeke konke lokho.
That is the Father that our Lord Jesus has mentioned and talked to us about. I do, but not I, is my Father. Oh, you can say Mother, that's it.
Uyena ke baba wethu sonke ke lo uJesu ezala ukuzokhuluma ngathi ke nangaye. Lo ubaba wethu umuthanda ungathi ubaba wethu noma umama wethu.
Not every spiritual master or spiritual practitioners has to suffer the way Lord Jesus did. He did that just once.
Asikho ke isidingo ke sokuthi ke bonke omaster abakhuluma ngokomoya noma ngomphefumulo bahlupheke njengoJesu. UJesu yebo wahlupheka kodwa wahlupheka kanye.
Because at that time our worldly people were still too ignorant and the law of this world was still as a jungle law. So it was very difficult for the Lord to spread the truth and to tell the people to wake up.
Ngoba ke impilo noma imithetho yakudala yayingahambi kahle. Manje ke ingakho ke kwafanele ukuthi ke kuze kuthunyelwe yena ozosiza ukuthi ke impilo ihambe ngokomthetho seke ukuphila lempilo yasemahlathini.
But also because he was the master, he is responsible for the bad karma of all the disciples. So he had to suffer. But for most of the ordinary practitioners, we don't suffer like that. We enjoy every day.
Ngoba ke uyena baba wethu noma umaster omkhulu ingakho ahlupheka ukundlula sonke kodwa ke thina ke noma abanye omaster akuswelekile ukuthi ke baze bahlupheke njengaye.
We enjoy the blessing of the Father. We enjoy the blessing of the companies of all the ancient masters which still exist in the universe. We enjoy the happiness from samadhi, we enjoy the prosperity of even of our material existence, a better healthy condition of our body, we enjoy a better family harmony. All in all, everything in general for our practitioners are bliss.
Ingakho ke thina ke o master abe manje sithanda ukuthi ke sithokozele konke lokho okukhona uma sichathanisa naloku yaku ka Jesu. Sithanda ukuthi ke sithokozele ukuba khona bezithanda zethu noma abomndeni sithokozele ukuba khona komaster laba badala sithokozela impilo yethu ethokozile noma eyinjabulo sithokozela impilo noma imizimba yethu ephilile sifunde futhi siphinde futhi sithokozele ukuba nemndeni yethu.
Because God is merciful and we are one with God at all time, at all time, at all time.
Ngokuthi ke leyo mpilo leyo ke inomusa noma inokuthula ingakho ke njalo sihlala simunye noNkulunkulu wethu ngaso sonke isikhathi ngaso sonke isikhathi.
There were only two ways to live our life. One way is live the life of the worldly existence and believing in only that existence. Another life is connected, remember, not connected, actually remember ourselves that we are one with God and look and see that we are one with God. And from that moment on, our lives change completely. It should be the way it must be.
Kunezindlela ke ezimbili ke zokwenza lokhu. Eyokuqala ukuthi ke siphile impilo yethu njengoba injalo yonke. Esibili indlela eyokuthi ke sikhumbule ukuthi ke sikhumene noNkulunkulu, sihlangene siphila kanye naye simunye noNkulunkulu wethu.
Everything that I enjoy now or ever is bestowed upon me because I seek God first. Seek you first the kingdom of God and everything else shall be given unto you. This is the only truth. Gonke, and we must believe in it.
Gonke ke enginakho ke ngikuthola kuNkulunkulu futhi ke konke lokho kungaphakathi kimina angikufune ngaphandle. Yiyona ndlela okufanele ukuthi izinto zihambe ngayo. Sikusazi ukuthi ke konke lokho kungaphakathi kuthina. Yiyona ndlela okufanele ukuthi kube yiyona ke leyo.
But even then, after we reconnect or remember ourselves as a member of kingdoms of God, even God has bestowed almost anything we want upon us, but our heart will no longer belong to these material possessions, we may use them for the benefit of comfort in this world or the benefit of others who need it, but our heart no longer belong to them. Our heart will be always in the presence of God. Our heart is an altar that we worship the Lord every second of the rest of our physical existence and after.
Yize-ke kunjalo-ke kufanele-ke sazi ukuthi-ke ukuphila kwethu-ke akusaxhumene nako konke lo bukhazikhazi noma esikubonayo kusizungezile. Thina fanele sazi ukuthi-ke impilo yethu yonke ingaphakathi noma siyethula kuNkulunkulu okunguyena osisiza ngakho konke ngengaphakathi lethu. Kufanele ukuthi-ke sikhohlwe yiko konke lokhu kwala emhlabeni.
True worship began after we see the Lord.
Ukukhonza ke ngempela sikuqala uma ngabe ke sesizama ukuthi sikhonze uNkulunkulu.
We have only one God.
SinoNkulunkulu oyedwa.
Yes. So if I just say the Lord or God, please understand that I include all the names that we have lovingly called this greatest being.
Manje kufanele nazi ukuthi ke uNkulunkulu munye. Noma ngabe ngisebenzisa liphi igama, noma ngabe ngithi Nkosi, noma ngabe ngithini, kufanele nazi ukuthi ngikhuluma ngomuntu oyedwa okuyena mgcini wazo zonke izinto, okungena uNkulunkulu wethu, noma ngabe ngisebenzisa liphi igama.
If we do not see God face to face, if we do not truly know God, then of course we also believe in God. We heard people say that God exists, and if we pray to Him, He answers. So we know that. We have some comfort in our soul that God helps protect us and God is there. But this only emotionally, only mentally, not spiritually, not truly the taste of the real presence of God, not a direct connection, direct knowledge, direct contact with God.
Gonke ke lokhu siyakwazi-ke ukuthi ke siyezwa ukuthi ke uma ngabe sithandaza noma ngabe senzani sixhumana ngqo noNkulunkulu. Kodwa ke indlela okwenzeka ngayo siyazi ukuthi ke akukona ukuthi ke kwenzeka ngempela. Lokhu yinto eyenzeka ngokomoya noma ngokomphefumulo kungaphakathi kuthina. Akukona ukuthi ke siyambona noma siyamazi, siyamthinta noma senze njani. Kodwa ke nje ke yeyona ndlela isiphumana ngayo naye.
It's just like knowing you have a husband or a lover but have never seen him.
Kufana nokuthi ke unesithandwa noma unomyeni oshade naye kodwa ke awukazi wambona lo muntu.
In the old time, old traditions, before the marriage, the couple are not allowed to see each other. Nevertheless, they know that they're going to marry to a person. Whoever that might look like, they don't know. But when they're married, actually, the night of the wedding, and from then on, there's a different story altogether.
Emandulo indlela kwakwenzeka ngayo ke wawubekelwa umuntu ozoshada naye noma ke ungamboni umuntu ozoshada naye. Bese ke kuthi ke ngosuku lomshado uma usumbona lo muntu yonke into ke iguquke ngoba phela ke awumazi lo muntu, awukaze wambona phambilini lo muntu. Wawuhlelwa umshado wakho.
Similarly, knowing God is different than believing in God alone.
Kuyafana ke nala ukuthi ke ukumazi uNkulunkulu akufani nokuthi ke umbone noma nokukholwa kuyena.
Seeing God is truly believing. Knowing God is truly worshiping. We know what we worship. We know what we see.
Ukumbona uNkulunkulu akufani nokumdumisa. Kodwa ke siyazi ukuthi ke siyamdumisa yize singamboni.
Because no matter how long I speak, it's not God.
Ngoba ke akufani noma ngabe ke kuqhunyana noNkulunkulu. Akuzukwenza mehluko ukuthi ngikhuluma ngenabe noma ngikhuluma ngibe mfishane.
So it would be better that I offer you the real experiences in case you really want that.
Ngiyacabanga ke ukuthi ke kungcono ke manje ke nginike ithuba ke lokuthi ke nibone iy'billions zangempela kunanokuthi ngikhubeke nokukhuluma ngabe yiloko enikudingayo.
First question is, what is transmission? How does it work? And how is it beneficial in one's spiritual practice?
In the word a language, it's short of anything that I can explain this. So we have to just call it transmission. As if an electric line transmits to another one. As if a candle transmits the light to another candle. The God within you will be awakened through another awakened God within someone else. That's called a transmission. Just for the sake of explanation. Otherwise, there's nothing physically that happens during the so-called initiation. Your God will be awakened just by silence. There is something, but invisibly. God Himself works through the God within you, reconnect Himself to Himself, all right? So there's nothing really transmitted. Just in the worldly language, we're short of all kind of spiritual terms.
Besikhuluma ngi-transmission, ukudluliseleka kokunye kokunye, uthene lokho ngabe kuchaza ukuthini. So si mayisephendula uthi ene ukuthatha enye into kokunye ukuyisa kokunye lapho kuthethe lapho ngezinye indlela chaza uthene khona ukuvuseleleka kuloko ekufuneka kuvuseleleke khona.
The question is, Master, I would like to know that if I have been initiated before, will it interfere with the meditation on any breathing technique that I am already practicing? Should I be initiated again?
If you have studied similar method of other school from other master, then you just stay there. You have no need to be initiated again. But if you have not meditated on the heavenly light and the heavenly melodies, then you could try our way, but just one way at a time, no mixing, okay? First, we don't have time. Second, riding on two bicycles is a little dangerous.
Uma ngabe ngithuthene uhlolo lami noma isifundo sengathula isifundo ngaphambilini kwenye indawo. And then manje sengithola lesi sifundo ke manje kungabe khona kudingekile yini na noma ngabe akuxubani yini lapho akuxubani ubende yini na kodwa ke uthi na lokho ke ungakwe ngeke ukwazi ukwenza lapho usuthole khona isifundo sakho ungahlala kusona loso wasithola kuleyo ndawo kodwa la noma ungasasithathanga leso sifundo.
Master, do you believe that you have a direct link with God? And if you do, can you pass this link into your disciples?
Yeah, I do.
Lapha kubuzwa ukuthi ne ingabe uyabona ukuthi ne unako ukumana kahle noNkulunkulu na. Uma ngabe unako, ngabe uyabona uxhumene na. Uma ungenako, ngabe ungatshela abalandeli bakho la ukuthi ne ngabe kukhona nokumana na.
It has been proven by hundreds of thousands already.
Yebo kukhona lokho and kuyenzeka and kuyabonakala ngezithelo kubantu bonke emhlabeni jikelele.
So I don't just believe it, I know it.
Akakholelwa kuloko kodwa uyakwazi ukuzwa kena ngaphakathi ngoba.
Master, there are three questions here. What do you meditate about? How do you find peace in pain, injustice, and persecution? How and where do you get initiated?
I think the first question and the second question has been answered already. So the middle question is this. Peace has always been our nature. And because we have forgot that, we feel that we have no peace. No matter how much possession we have, no matter in which situation we are. So we have to remember this inborn peace again, and that's all there is. That's why Jesus in the face of death and suffering, he does not feel troubled. He does not run away. He said, Father, how much you glorify me, how you glorify me. You see, that is the peace that we should remember.
Embuzweni okuqala nowesibili ngiyacanga ukuthi nem suphendulekile kodwa engingakusho ukuthi ne mayelana nokuthula noma ukuzindla noma ukuzila ngokomqondo lokho-ke even kuyafakazelela nasemazwini lapho uJesu Kristu ethene ekhuluma kahle ebhekise kubantu ethene ngebe ukuthula yinto eyindalo and nokuhlupheka futhi kuyinto ekhona emzimbeni kumuntu ngakho-ke mina ngiyakujabulela lokho.
When we remember this peace, we will know that everything that happens, happens under His will. We will see clearly why these things happen and for what benefit. It's not the way it looks. The victims are not always the victims. They are sometimes circumstances that people or we, the greatest being within us, created for ourselves, for our own progress. There is truly no victims. If we ascend to heaven, see the working order of the universe, we will never again complain about God. Never again, one moment of our life, being ungrateful to any situation at all.
Kukho konke ukuhlukumezeka noma kwabahlukumezekile uNkulunkulu uyasikhumbuza noma uyasazisa ekutheni kukho konke okwenzakalayo konke kwenzeka ngaphansi kukaNkulunkulu and konke kunendalo yakho konke kuyazenzekela ngakho-ke thina kumele nje siphela sikwazi nesigcine sisemthandazweni sigcine sigxilile ngokomqondo sizilile futhi kukho konke.
In the scripture, Holy Scripture, it is stated that even one hair falls out of your head, that is His will. So remember this.
Noma ngabe ke sibuka la ngokwasembhalweni eBhayibhelini encwadini yethu engcwele esibuka kuyona, kuyasho lapha ukuthi ke noma ngabe ke unjani, noma ngabe kukhona isici onaso, noma ngabe ke kuwe okugodwa ngakuwena, uma kunjalo uyazi ukuthi-ke uyisidalwa sikaNkulunkulu yize kunjalo.
When will the golden age start?
It starts right here. Anytime you wish, from today. For yourself.
Uyabuza-ke ukuthi-ke lesikhathi lesi okuthiwa-ke ilesi se-golden age siqala nini? Uyasho-ke ukuthi-ke siqala manje la.
But I understand what you mean. There are two kinds of golden age. One kind is individual golden age, at any time, at any age. Another kind is that the whole planet consciousness has changed together into a higher consciousness level. At that time, the whole planet, or almost the inhabitants of this planet, will enjoy similar consciousness of bliss. And that is when we call the golden age of this planet. Otherwise, for us, every one of us, we can have golden age any time if we reconnect, remember God again.
Ngiyacabanga ukuthi-ke la kuhlukaniseke kabili-ke le y'khathi lezi okukhulunywa ngaso lana-ke okuthiwa i-golden age. Yokuqala isikhathi senzeka lapho umcabango senzeka noma ngabe ngasiphi isikhathi esifuna ngaso thina, yithini esikulawulayo lokho. Okwesibili ilapho kwenzeka khona lapho umcabango wethu noma ngabe uma ngabe sithe ukulala kancane noma ke singacabangi kahle hle bese ke umkhathi noma ke umhlaba lo esiphila kuwona usizungezile uba nendlela eziningi ezenzeka ngayo kodwa ke leyo into eyenzeka emicabangweni yethu noma emqondweni wethu kodwa ke kwiningi lethu le ndlela le eyiyona eyokuqala iyona ejwayelekile okungukuthi-ke yenzeka noma ngabe yinini la isikhathi ofuna ukuthi kube yisona.
How does celibacy help realize God?
Oh, Everything helps realizing God, provided our sincerity and intensity is behind, is the motive behind our purpose, behind our action. It does help in the beginning, provided you can stand it. If not, it will be a waste of time and energy, and you struggle every day just for that. Instead of remembering God, you're remembering things that you try to avoid. So it is up to individual, the way you choose to walk. Is it all right to be celibate, or is it all right to be married? Yes, it depends on your karma, your destiny, your will, and the path that you have chalked for yourself to walk before your birth, before you have chosen to descend into this world. You have chalked your way of life. So you walk differently. It doesn't mean being a bachelor is more close to God, or being married is further to God. Each one walks his own way. Each one is different, because each one is God, individualized. He knows what he's doing, even though now he has chosen to forget so that he can start again. You see? So it's up to you. See how you can deal with your situation. That is how you have chalked your path of life.
Indlela ke le uthi ke yokuthi ke umuntu ke angabi nomuntu ashade noma angayi ocansini nomuntu kuqala ekuqaleni ngoba umbuzo uyabuza ukuthi ke kuqala nini ukuthi umuntu azathi yena akafuni ukuthi azimanye noma abe nomunye umuntu uthi ke kuqala ekuqaleni futhi ke lokhu kuphuma kuwena ngaphakathi wena ozikhethelayo akusho ukuthi ke uma ngabe mina ngikhethe ukuthi ngibe owesilisa ongashadile ukusho ukuthi mhlambe ngiyasondela noma ngiqhelene noNkulunkulu noma uma ngabe mina ngikhethe ukuthi ke ngibe umuntu oshadile noma ngishade lokho ke sekusho ukuthi ke ngisondelene noma ngiqhelene noNkulunkulu cha akunjalo into nje ukufanele wazi ukuthi ke umuntu uphila ngaleyo ndlela afisa ukuthi ke aphile ngayo uyena ozikhethelayo ngasekuqaleni kodwa ke okufanele ukuthi ke uqikelele ukuthi ke ungazama ukuthi ke uthathe impilo okuyona ongayifuni bese ke uzaba ngako konke emandleni uzama ukuthi manje ke uyigweme leyo mpilo lo uyigweme uma ngabe ukwazi ukuthi ke awukwazi ukuthi uzibambe kufanele ukuthi kwasekuqaleni uzikhethele okuyona yona ndlela oyifunayo ungalobele uzama ukuthi ke olunye unyawo lubongala olunye lube ngala.
Why does God take very long to answer one's prayers?
No, it doesn't take long. It's our thinking of separation from Him that takes long. It is the time factor of this physical dimension that it makes seem long. I will explain.
Umbuzo ke uthi ke kungani uNkulunkulu athathe kade ukuphendula imibuzo yethu. Pendule ke ithi cha akunjalo uNkulunkulu akathathi isikhathi eside ukuphendula imibuzo yethu. Konke lokho kusemcabangeni wethu. Yithina esicabanga ukuthi uNkulunkulu uthatha isikhathi sokuphendula. Kepha yena cha neze akathathi isikhathi eside ukuphendula imithandazo yethu.
In order to experience the physical existence as we do now, we as God before, when we were in heaven with one with God, as God, we have created time and space in this planet, in this physical existence, so that we can experience the separation from God, so that we can reunite to God again and enjoy the bliss again. And that's how it goes on for eternity. We have forever create new dimensions, new experiences, so that we can remember God again as God and as the creation of God. So when we are in this dimension, there is time and space. And that's how things take time to manifest, take space to materialize.
Ingakho ke la beka ukuthi ke uma ngabe sesifuna usizo osulubonayo thina okungolwe la emhlabeni sisuke sesingasacabanga ukuthi ke lokho kwasezulwini ngalesikhathi sisesezulwini sinonkulunkulu ngokomcabango yithina abantu qobo esazakhela ukuthi ke sakhe isikhathi esikhona siphinde futhi ke sakhe nomkhathi noma isikhalo manje ke ukuthi ke uma sesila emhlabeni sizame ke ukuthi ke siqhelelanise noNkulunkulu ngoba yithina phela esazakhela le siyasikhathi ukuthi sizoqhela noNkulunkulu futhi ke yithina esezakhela ukuthi ke kube nesikhala noma kube negebe kithina ke noNkulunkulu kodwa ke konke lokhu sakwenza ukuze ukuthi ke sithi ke uma sesihlangana noma sesibuyela kuNkulunkulu uma kade sesiqhelene naye kube ukuhlangana okuyinjabulo nokunentokozo siphila ezikhathini ezahlukahlukene ezingafani kodwa ke okusemqoka ukuthi ke yithina esazakhela lo mkhathi noma igebe elikhona phakathi kwethu noNkulunkulu
in heaven everything is together in one time one space there's no separation ever for example I have all the flowers here so how long does it take for them to be together no time they're already together all the time but if I take one flower out of this and put it over there and now this flower with this flower to rejoin them how long it takes take maybe 1 second You see, this is the dimension that we live in. Everything is separated by time and space. It is because our creative mind have wanted it that way. Now we have forgotten that we created it. We have forgotten. Never mind. You will remember if you practice Kuan Yin method, meditation, you will remember everything. Who you are, why things happen to you, what you have created, why they come to you, because you have created. That's why I said before, no victim ever. Everything happened to us, we created it for our best purpose, even though we don't see it now because we have forgotten. We have chosen to forget.
Gonke ke lokhu ke uma sikubuka ezulwini akuhlukene. Imbali lezi ezilaphambi kwami. Uma ngabe ngizothatha le mbali eyodwa le ngihlukanisa kungithatha isikhathi singakanani ukuthi ngiyithathe le mbali ngibeke eceleni bese ke ngiyayithatha futhi le mbali ngiyibuyisela ngenkathi ngisayibeke eceleni imbali lezi ezinye imbali ziyafisa ukuthi ke sengathi lenenye ingasondelana noma ibe nazo kodwa ke uma sengithanda ukuthi ngiyibuyisela kungithatha angithathi ngisho nomzuzu wodwa noma umzuzwana ukuthi ke ibuyele le mbali kunjalo ke nala emhlabeni ngoba yithina esakha lo mkhathi lo ukuthi ke izinto mazehlukane sakhe nesikhala noma igebe nesikhathi kodwa ke ezulwini akunjalo akuhlukani konke ke lokhu ke
be patient at the time of death you will see this even you don't practice Kuan Yin method
ibane nesinekeke nizokubona konke lokhu kwenzeka
you will see that whatever you wish come immediately because it's always there you always with everything everything is always with you
konke ke lokudingayo kunawe iba nje nesineke ngoba akukazi kwahlukana nawe ukuthi ke kusemcabangweni kwakho konke okufunayo kula phambi kwakho
at that time we already transcends time and space at the time of our transit from this world to so-called heavenly world we have transcends the time and space this body is an instrument that activate time and space and that's why things we wish for don't seem to come immediately for example in heaven if you want to go somewhere you just think and you're there right away immediately more than the speed of light and that's why all heavenly beings or the people who die they are careful what they think they must know They should not think anything that is not good because anything they think come materialize right in front of them. But here, for example, if I wish for a car, it takes time. Car is somewhere over there, not here. I have to make money first, and then I have to go over there and ask for the price, sign the paper, and drive the car home. See? For example, like that. So if you sit here and wish for a car, God also cannot bring it right away. It takes time. See? So we feel that God doesn't answer our prayer. He always does. It just comes later or now. It depends on situation.
Kukhona ke lento ekuthiwa ukwahlukanisa ke lokhu yithina esakha le ndlela leyo ukuthi sihlukanise isikhathi kanye sakhe negebe noma isikhala lesi esinaso. Uma ngabe ke nje singake sithathe isibonelo la njengemoto, uma ngabe ke ufuna imoto usezulwini, imoto nje uvela ucabange imoto bese yayifikela uma usezulwini. Kodwa ke uma ula emhlabeni uma ufuna imoto ayikho la imoto. Kufanele ukuthi usuke oqala usebenze uthole imali, uthi ungatholi imali bese uyahamba uyoyithenga leyo moto leyo. Kanti ke uma ngasezulwini uvele nje ucabange ngayo imoto uyithole. Kodwa ke lokhu kwala emhlabeni okokuthi fanele usebenze kuthathe isikhathi ukuthi uthole imoto yithina esazakhela lokho. Lo mkhathi lo wokuthi ke sihlukanise isikhathi noma sakhe negebe leli phakathi kwesikhathi na phakathi kwesikhathi naso lesikhala lesi yithina esazakhela lona futhi ke yithina futhi esingalisuza. Bese ke kuba sengathi ke uNkulunkulu uthatha isikhathi ukuphendula imibuzo yethu kanti cha akunjalo, yithina esazakhela igebe leli.
That's why in all the religious scriptures it is advised that we should keep our speech, our action and our thought pure at all time, because whatever we think, whatever we wish for, bad, good, will come sooner or later.
Ngingakho-ke uma ngabe kuna usibuka lezi nkolelo lezi-ke ezimayelana nobuKristu noba nobuNkulunkulu noma zonke iy'nkolelo, uye utshelwe ukuthi-ke ungacabangi ngokubi, hlala ngaso sonke isikhathi ucabanga ngezinto ezinhle.
But because we have this physical body, blind us from all the reality, blind us from all the truth. So we think whatever we do, whatever we think in darkness, nobody know. Everything will come back.
Ngoba ke manje ke siphila kule mpilo leya namuhla enezinto esizibonayo ezithintekayo. Sibese ke kuba ngathi kuba khona isithombe la noma into esivimbayo ukuthi ke sibone ukukhanya noma sibone into okuyiyona noma eliqiniso. Sibese ke siphila kulezi zinto lezi zala emhlabeni esingakwazi ukuthi ke sizibambe futhi ke sizithinte.
Hence all the commandments of Christian, Buddhism, Hinduism, Islam, Jainism, every religion tell you just to do good things, think good things, because whatever you do, whatever you think, it come back to us.
Yingakho ke uma ngabe ke uzobuka la inkolelo lezi eyiningi noma inkolelo eyiningi muzothatha mhlambe la ngobuKristu kunalemiyelo le elishumi ekubekelayo konke ukuthi ke ungone uthephinde futhi uthathe inkolo le yamaBhuda nayo isiBhuda naye izokutshela ukuthi ke ungenzi okubi. Uphinde ke futhi ke uthathe inkomo inkolelo noma inkolo le yamaSulumane nayo leyo nkolo izokutshela ukuthi ke ungenzi okubi. Zonke lezi nkolo lezi ke ziyakutshela ukuthi ke ungenzi okubi.
It's very scary when you know how the law of cause and effect works. Very scary.
Konke kuyakusake lokho uma sizobheka ke imbangela yakho.
If we truly see these things, we will be more careful about what we think and what we do.
Uma ngabe sizibona lezinto lezi ke sizozama ukuthi siqikeleleke kukho konke ke.
Joy to have you joining us on today's Words of Wisdom. Join us again on Friday for the conclusion of Supreme Master Qinghai's lecture in Durban, South Africa, The Invisible Passageway. Up next is Golden Age Technology. Please stay tuned to Supreme Master Television. May your spirits be light and bright with God's everlasting love.